Let's let Liberty County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, March the 14th, 2023 come to order. We go open with a prayer and a pledge. Pledge led by Mr. Willis, pledge by Mr. Boomore.
Our kind gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this wonderful day. God bless each one of us and for the opportunity we have to come together this evening as a community to continue to show love and support one another. We are grateful for the opportunity we have to recognize these girls from Hosford and the accomplishments they have this year and for these retirees and the service they provided over the years to this school district. We ask that thy spirit be with this board to help continue to make the best decisions for not only these teachers and students and staff, but with our community. We'll continue to be a wonderful school district and be proud of what we are able to accomplish here. We love thee, Father, and we thank thee so much for all that God's done for each of us in this name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving right along, there are recognitions and presentation. Mr. Petty?
It is a joy to have y'all here tonight, and it's always good to recognize our student athletes when they do some wonderful things. And this is a special crop of girls, young ladies, that have just had a phenomenal academic year and an athletic year. And so tonight on our agenda, which goes out a week in advance, we're going to recognize the Hosford volleyball team. I believe, what was y'all's record? Did y'all lose a game?
Lost two games,
but one won the Panhandle Championship. And then basketball did go undefeated, I believe. Went 11-0, did I get that right? 11-0. And also champions, even though we didn't have a tournament, y'all beat everybody, so that makes you the de facto champion. And so that was what we was going to recognize tonight, and we're going to do that. But the third thing is the Hosford team also, which I find out most of the players are here, if not all, is the softball team went undefeated this year. Is that correct? Make sure I'm getting my facts straight. Coach Cooter, is that right? Undefeated. And so they won the Panhandle Conference Championship. So they swept all of middle school sports for the Panhandle Conference. Let's give them a hand. I don't know historically if that's ever been done before, that y'all swept all three sports. But that is a tremendous honor. And Toler had a wonderful fight last week, and that game literally came down to the last pitch. And so I can tell you, we've got a great high school team, as you know, won the state championship in volleyball, and they're going to win it in softball this year. We're pretty confident of that. I don't want to be too presumptuous, but I'm feeling good about it. Feeling good about our chances. And y'all going to be a part of that, and it's amazing how y'all that are eighth graders, when you start ninth grade, if you're good enough to play, you get to play right out of the chute. So some of y'all will be making contributions. So you and y'all and the Toler team will get together and do some wonderful things. So I think the future is bright for our girls program and all of our sports. Our beach volleyball is undefeated. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So there's just some wonderful things. Number one thing of being a student athlete is what? Being a student first. You want to do good in school. And if you do, I'm going to tell you like I told my son when he went off to play college baseball. What you do in the classroom allows you to go there and have an at-bat. So you want to perform in the classroom first, because there will come a time where the cleats get hung up and the ball gets put in the closet, but that being a student is the most important part. But we want to honor y'all. So I've got some names here. I want our coaches to come up here. Coach Ken Cave, come on up.
Lee couldn't be here tonight.
Lee Lowry. Now, Lee Lowry comes and teaches 1 year and wins the championship, and now he's going to go back to Jacksonville. I told him, I said, that's the way to go out. Go out as a champion. I'm going to ask the athletic director to come up here, Ms. Joan Wright. Come on up here, please. She's a part of this. Any other coaches? Did Ms. Allison come? Did she not come? Okay. So, Chris is he's our basketball coach and softball coach, and loves to do it, does a wonderful job. Don't like losing, so we don't. That's just what it is. Got some names here. If y'all girls would come up here. Miss Addison Schuler. Miss Addison here. Allison Hood. Come on up. It's like the Price is Right. Come on down. Annie Petty. I know her. All right. Gracie Fairclough. Jasmine Perez. Joanna Wade. Jordan Stanley. Kaylee Sexton. Kylie Ferduska. Did I get that right? Okay. Leah Birch. Lene, is it Lene? Taunton? Lindley, sorry. Molly Hayes. Molly Vickers. There's Molly. Peyton Alday. Taylor Kincaid. This was our volleyball team. Is anybody here? I did not call your name. All right. Let's give our volleyball team a hand. Love me some volleyball. Okay, so while y'all are standing, I'm going to do the basketball team. So everybody just gets to stand up here. So we'll add to it. Miley Hayes, Amy Petty, Taylor Kincaid, Miss Faircloth. Where's she? There she is. Right. I know, I've been looking at you. Miss Corbin, come on up. Addison Schuler, Lindley Taunton, that was not here. Kaylee Sexton, Gracie Faircloth. Already up here. Molly's up here. Jordan, I think, is already up here. Allison Mullis. Allison Hood. Addison Mayo. Peyton Alday. Chelsea Langston. Did that get all of our girls basketball? This is our basketball team that went 11-0. Got a banner for them. We're going to hang in the gym. So let's give our basketball team. And Miss Stephanie, get up here. You were hiding behind Jamie Hood. I couldn't see you. All right. Now, so since they won the softball thing, we were going to honor them next month, but I've been told tonight they just wanted to go ahead and get it all done since they're here. So we got three more players. Now, I don't know names, so y'all going to have to tell me names. Coach, tell me the name.
I can't go tonight.
You don't know
the name. Do you
know? Ask them if I know their
name. Okay. Then I'll let you introduce them.
Zay the boy.
Come on, Zay. All right.
And Baggett. I thought I knew your first name. I go by last name on the field.
Okay.
Baggett.
What's your first name, darling? Braylon Baggett. Braylon Baggett. Okay.
And Giger. Giger.
Okay.
He called all kind of names on the field.
All right. Come on. Tell me your first name.
Avery.
I remember when you was itty bitty. You done got drawn on us. So this is our volleyball team, basketball team. Is anybody here I didn't call your name? Okay. Basketball, volleyball, softball. Y'all give them a hand. All right. Well, did y'all prepare your speeches? Y'all did? Okay. So, Coach, I want to give you an opportunity. Miss Stephanie, I'll give you an opportunity. Miss Joan, if you got anything to say, you got anything to say? Come on.
Now, I'm very proud of this group of girls right here. I've known them since they've been itty-bitty, and it's a great group of athletes, and I can't wait to see them go to the high school and combine with taller to see.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah.
So, Coach?
Congratulations.
They're all my daughters.
Love you. Best group of girls ever coached. I'm going to miss them. I'm not coaching next year, but they're not all athletes. They got a winning heart. They learn how to win. And they'll push through anything. I give them tasks, and I thought they was going to fail. Every one of them. From the sixth graders on, pushed through better than anybody ever seen. They was my kids, and I hate to see them go, but they're going to be champions, and I love them. Thank y'all for recognizing them.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't have much more to add. Not only are they excellent students, they're examples all around campus, and that's what I'm first and foremost proud of. They've represented our school very well as athletes. appreciate our coaches, Chris. There's a couple of times we had to, you know, rein him in a little bit. Thank goodness he has a great wife who does that for us. But they played with a lot of heart. I thought they were close to giving up last Thursday, and I ran over there and I'm like, come on, girls, we got to win this. Come on. And they rallied that last inning, and it was amazing. I appreciate Joan, too, for all that she has done. It's amazing all the running around she's had to do to make sure our athletes, our athletic program is running smoothly, and we have games to play. And so it takes a big team just beyond these girls, but y'all have made a huge impact on Hosford School, and we appreciate y'all. And I can't wait to see y'all at the high school.
Awesome. Can we get a picture with the board? Would y'all come? Can we do that, y'all? Y'all come on up here. Y'all just spread out across the front.
I can get up there with the girls.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
You'll mix right in. They all calling you anyway.
Where's your phone? You have the newest one. I can use my phone.
Great job, girls.
Good job. Let's give them a hand, y'all. All right, we got one more recognition, and then we're going to take a little break. Anybody that needs to leave, you're more than welcome to stay for the rest of the board meeting. I know y'all girls just love want to hear some good school board business. You're more than welcome to stay. We'll take a little recess in case y'all want to get some individual pictures, or if you want to leave. I'm going a little out of order, Mr. Nate. Someone asked Mr. Willis to come up here. We've got two retirees that we're going to recognize who retired. I'm going to start with Ms. Robin Carpenter. And before Mr. Willis talks about Ms. Robin, I'm going to talk about Ms. Robin. So I had the privilege of being guidance counselor here. And I'll tell you how old I am. Mr. Willis was one of my students. Mr. Daniel was one of my students. Mr. Jeff was one of my students. Miss Mandy was one of my students. They were actually high school students. And after about my first year, we had our guidance office secretary left, so we had to get a new one. Miss Robin come and worked with me in the guidance office. And we had a great couple years together. And I'd always known Miss Robin. I think she dated one of my cousins at one time. Mine went to the Bluntstown Drive-In with them one night. I can't remember. I think we did. But I love Robin Carpenter, and I love her family. I love her children, love her mama, loved her daddy. And he made some really good cake, but she says she always made better cakes than Mr. Mitchell. But 27 years of service to the Liberty County School District. I got to work with her. I know her work ethic. I know how precious I know how she would stop whatever she was doing to love kids when they come to the guidance office. A lot of times, kids would come in the guidance office and they were hurt, and sometimes I wasn't immediately available, so she kind of became a little bit of a quasi-counselor waiting for them to get to me. And I just, Robin, I love you, and I ain't ashamed to say that. You're my friend. You've always been my friend. You've been a friend to the children of Liberty County for a number of years, and you are sorely missed. So I'm going to let Mr. Eric talk, and then we're gonna give you a very small token. Come on up.
Good catch.
So, yeah. So, as Mr. Kyle said, when I was in school, Ms. Robin was up. So we always said with our front office, she's done every job in the front office. And probably could still do it today. two things I really loved about Ms. Robin in the short time I worked with her. One, she can make some really good cakes. So when we were at this school, she would bring them up to the front office, and I never really wanted to be the first person to cut it. But there was always a guy, Dave Schuler, would always be the first to cut it, but I'd be right behind him ready to cut it as soon as he cut it. But they always loved it. There was always something up there. And I miss those. Nobody's baking anything anymore, which is probably good for me, but I do miss that. The most important thing that I saw, Miss Robin, that you cannot put a price tag on, is her heart for kids. And the way she would give the shirt off her back. There is no telling how much money she has spent on kids that are not part of your family. And from when I was in the dual enrollment credit recovery room here, was in the admin front office. And I knew the time and effort she made sure the kid did not have, but they had. I saw that in my own eyes. And that is something not everybody does. And that shows your heart and the love you have for people. We miss you at high school. And we, it is, there's a void there that we may not never feel. So do know that. But I thank you so much for you that. Thank you so much.
All right, let's give her. Okay, our last recognition, somebody that is very special to the school district. We've got a couple folks. I told Miss Mary, I said, Miss Mary, as your superintendent, I'm going to assign you a task. And she said, okay. I said, every time you see me at the high school and I visit the high school, I want to hear you sing The Final Countdown. If y'all remember that great 80s anthem, The Final Countdown. At first, she wasn't really wanting to do it, but then close to she got to her retirement day, she was singing it really well.
She just wanted to make money off of it.
I know. And she sang it with all her heart. And Miss Mary, and I'm going to let Eric talk, but I want to say, as your superintendent, our libraries are always vulnerable to evil. We know that the media centers, you know, whether it be movies or books, can be an evil place for bad stuff to come in. And she has been a kidney. You know what your kidneys do in your body? What do?
Filter.
They're a filter. Miss Mary's been a filter for filth and stuff that's come into that, you know, as, hey, y'all, we want y'all to read these books. We want you to write. She's been a kidney, a wonderful kidney for Liberty County High School to make sure we didn't have filth come in our school. We're not going to allow that, and I'm grateful for that. That takes a lot of effort. That's not in her job description, but because of who she is, her character, and her walk with Christ, she knows that, look, we're not having mess in our school. And Miss Mary, I can't. That's one of the greatest things, on top of loving youngins and loving everybody that you come in contact with, and your great singing voice for The Final Countdown. So I appreciate you. So I'm going to let Miss Mary.
Hey, come on, Miss Mary. She likes the teaching to stay on. So I was talking to Mr. Tim earlier today, was talking about Miss Mary, and we didn't use her as much this year because I think last year, every single day, there was somebody out.
Sometimes two or three people.
Two or three.
And I had them all.
And she never said no.
You get
him. Yeah, Shadda. And she was a lifesaver to our school, to our students. Subs are hard to come by. So, and she was always there to help us with that. So I've always said, numerous times, the best employees are the ones you don't have to necessarily worry about. They're going to do their job, and you know they're going to give you the best they got. So Mr. Kyle just spoke. I never had to worry about him coming to that library. And kudos to you. I've never been one to read a lot of books, so I don't want to read all those books, but I know you did, and you made sure that we did not have the stuff that these kids do not need to see or hear about. So thank you for that. So as she's getting in to the end of her day there, know that we're not going to replace you. Okay, I'm going to get two or three to probably do that. And so Miss Tish and I kind of go down there to kind of see if we can figure out. And here we go, Miss Meekers. Well, let me kind of show you what needs to be done. I got like a 5-page packet on my desk that things that need to be done. So you did a lot for the high school, for this county, that probably nobody ever saw. Okay? And I know you didn't like to teach me. You told us that in email to Miss Amy and I. Please don't do anything for us. And for me. But thank you. That did not go unnoticed. People noticed that. Just as Miss Robin, we miss you. It's not the same down there. Miss Tish can always be down there, so while the lights are off, it makes me think of you not being in there. So thank you for all that you did for me. You know how grateful I was to know that you were there and that I could count on you and that you saw me and those kids. And as Mr. Kyle said, just like Miss Robin, heart of gold, and was there for those kids. And I may have had a kid already tell me they already miss you about the celebrity reads. And this David Buster's trip, can we go? And I said, well, Miss Mary said, yes, you can go. So thank you for all that you did for me in Liberty County School District.
Thank you.
Give these boxes, y'all can put those in. So, last recognition, is that red sticky note there, Ms. Renee? So tonight we were supposed to have Mr. David Dietz from the Florida Forest Service tell us, give us a check. I'm going to ask our clerk, would you just briefly say what that does, how we get forest funds? Our clerk used to bring this check to us when he worked with Florida Forest Service, but Mr. Dietz got called out tonight. And could tell us, would you just briefly explain what that represents? It's $16,743 for the Liberty County School System.
For the Department of Agriculture, the Florida Forest Service, that has a state forest in the bottom part of Liberty County, a state sale state forest. And 15% of all the revenue that is generated off the state forest, timber sales, new timber harvests, recreation fees, campsites, anything that creates a dollar in state sale state forest, 15% of that revenue goes to Liberty County School District and Franklin County School District. And so for the amount of acres that you have, you get a check each year, and it has been between $12,000 and $18,000 for over 20 years now. They are the only state agency that revenue shares, and I think that other state agencies need to do it as well.
Absolutely.
Right. But it is a way that they try to give back for the amount of revenue that you have lost as a result of state-owned lands in your county. So they give that each year. This is a reflection of the revenue from the previous fiscal year that goes to you for anything that you need with a school related. So,
y'all give Mr. Clerk a hand.
Thank you.
He knew that already because he gave it for years. He would come give us that check. So I knew he'd have all those facts and figures. So $16,743 for Liberty County School District. We are grateful to the Florida Forest Service, and we'll make sure Mr. Deeds gets a thank you note.
Yes, sir.
For that. All right, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All right, we'll take a couple minutes recess. Y'all welcome to stay, but if you need to go, y'all can ease out, ladies.